notice at all.
Folks, you're not going to believe this.
You just recorded a banger.
We just had a great episode. It was about an hour and 15 minutes long. And at the end of it, I went to stop the recording and it said recording in progress. And I realized that I had not recorded the entire episode. And when I tell you that Amber was on fire the entire time, I am not lying to you. It was a great episode. Yeah, it really was a fun episode.
Okay, so really quick, I'll try to do it as fast as possible. You chime in.
Okay.
Trump talked about golden showers.
We don't like
Boo. That.
Boo. Yeah, presidents should not be speaking that way. Or former presidents on the campaign trail should not talk about golden showers.
That inspired us to run for co-president. I know that came later, but let's just...
Right. Amber and I are now running for president together, and that was the official announcement in this episode. This is talking about bumbling a campaign kickoff. Jesus.
And then it was insurance time, our favorite part of the whole podcast.
Yeah, I had problems with being on the phone for an hour and getting... I was on mute for part of it and couldn't... Yeah. And then I finally got through and they were like, the phone call didn't go through and they hung up on me. It was a nightmare. It was like the typical, like, this is the frustration of everyday life in this time and place. What else?
And then you were upset about... more things that Trump said about Hitlerish stuff. No good.
Oh, right. His vermin stuff. And I was kind of saying he may have no idea that he's quoting Hitler, that it's just Stephen Miller writing speeches for him who's quoting Hitler. And Trump is just parroting whatever Stephen Miller says he should say. Yeah. So there was that aspect of it.
Then I checked in real quick. Mm-hmm. No big deal. I won an Emmy. I don't want to.
Amber
talk about
won
it.
An Emmy Award. So can you just give people the lowdown on that, please?
Sure. I have to look it up every time, but I won a Children's and Family Emmy for Outstanding Public Service Initiative for the Gabby's Dollhouse Kid Power Challenge. It was a whole campaign that we did last year with the Gabby's Dollhouse brand and in partnership with UNICEF on YouTube, on social media, website, encouraging kids to help other kids. And YouTube views a lot, like gave supplies to kids in need. Anyway, I want an Emmy. I can't believe it. And I'm going to get a statue. It costs money.
Right. That was the discussion also. Right. So like, let me just, from my point of view, Amber said that she tried to manipulate it so that she would not be part of the nomination for and then she found out she didn't know if she was, but she was like, can I ask a gauche question? And they were like, no, you successfully avoided being part of this. But then it turned out she had not successfully avoided it. So she won an Emmy. And then
an Emmy winner.
Amber also told Jeff that they were not going to pay for their statue. And Jeff was like, we absolutely are going to buy an Emmy statue because we want to have an Emmy in our house. What else?
Then you checked in about.
Well, I read the whole Jimmy Carter thing.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. Yeah. That was pre-checking in, or was that checking in?
That was pre-checking in. I mean, that was kind of how we got to the golden shower thing, or that led us away from the golden shower thing. I can't even remember, but it was like...
It'd be insane to listen to, because it's like inside jokes exclusively.
But anyway, I think I probably talked about it on the show before, but I had seen President Carter in real life in 1978.
Was it AIDA?
AIDA, yeah.
I like AIDA. Pretending like I'm psychic, because like, we already did this.
I can't believe you know that. But so for the first time today, because I was so upset by the Trump talking about golden showers stuff. By the way, I'm going to say golden showers as many times as possible, so that when somebody does a word cloud on this episode, it's
you know, also offended by that, and
right.
President shouldn't swear, and that's why we're running for president.
Right,
that's basically our
right.
Our
that's what
platform.
Got us to yeah. I was like, Amber would be a better president than Trump, so would I. So now we're running for co-president.
For the West Wing.
Bunk beds in the Lincoln bedroom, which is going to be shocking to the White House staff. But anyway, there was a New Yorker article about the night that President Carter was at the Metropolitan Opera House to see Aida, which I was also there for. So I read from some of that, and it was just fun to recollect that night 45 years ago when Jimmy Carter and I were in the same place. And it seemed apropos because unfortunately his wife died earlier today after 77 years of marriage. That's how long they were.
That's insane.
Yeah. And then we talked about some other things. Oh, we spent a long time talking about the documentary that Amber watched about Twin Flames.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
Mother God. Cults are bad. They're interesting because the leaders feel not appealing or charismatic, at least on these documentaries. So I don't understand.
Really, God, this fucking kills me because
I couldn't request time off work. It was like a whole topic.
Too. Right. We talked about how we both live our lives as if everybody else is angry at us all the time. It was a great episode, folks.
Honestly,
I wish you could have been there.
Should have been there.
What a dummy. See, this is how now I'm like cursing my own name.
No.
God damn it. Well, anyway, this has been the Long Shot Recap After Show. This is the Andy Cohen version of the show.
Literally, it was like a longer episode for us. That's the hilarious part.
At some point, we were talking about whether Survivor was a good show or not in reality TV. I gave a long exposition about what reality TV is actually like. And, you know.
And that Entertainment Tonight now has like a QVC style.
We talked a lot about end stage capitalism.
Talked a lot.
Yeah. Sorry you couldn't be there. It's my fucking fault. Please leave us comments comment section
next time.
And just, you know, feel free to excoriate me as much as you want to, because it was a huge fuck up on my part. I can't believe it. I'm so bummed out. God damn it. Anyway, we'll see you next time on The Long Shot. Or maybe we won't. Who knows if I'll even do it the next time.
I didn't notice either. I should have noticed.
Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
The early aughts were the ready or not. Assortment of soon-to-be sunspots, the early underscore of my third favorite part of you. I guess you've undone me, I guess it's unfunny to say what you're doing, but not what you do. I'd like you to love me, but not from above me, from up in front where the light. Homeowner, then you're a comb over, checking your license to confirm you're an organ donor. Not so certain what's behind the curtain, but still pretty sure. And now, since you're stressing, I'll teach you a lesson the way that you're dressed. I guess it's the fall, but here's what you do, and I swear this is true. I set a small you're cooking a wedding cake, whichever the tinnitus or the carpal tunnel takes determines what's best, being fancily dressed or to sleep until you choose. But while you wait for the glue to dry, here's a quick clue to try, not all at once, but still once and for all. Here's what you do, and I've even proven this true. You eat around the pudding, and then you gallop, and then you gallop, and then you fall. And you're paying off your due. You don't know what to choose when you owe on all the backlog, but you still incur the new. And do we raise the stakes or try to slip through unharmed? 'Cause you want to be the death of me, but you don't have the weaponry.